From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Listen, we do have a great show for you today. We have got Oscar nominee Jesse Eisenberg. He'll be joining us later on. We'll do our own little red carpet interview. It'll be fun. And we are excited, while he will be with us, to pitch him an idea. He's already started a movie about the creation of Facebook. That worked. So why not one about the creation of NPR? We can call it the Socially Awkward Network. We know you're eager to reach out and interface with us the old-fashioned way. Call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It is time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I am calling from Ketchikan, or as dear Sarah Palin likes to call us, Nowhere, Alaska.
Wait a minute. Did Sarah Palin specifically refer to your town as Nowhere?
Well, do you remember the infamous Bridge to Nowhere?
Oh, yeah.
I look out my window and see no bridge.
Really?
So how did you get there?
Yeah, exactly. Without a bridge, you must have been stuck.
I flew.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't deserve your own bridge. What do you do there in Nowhere?
I do two things. I'm a graduate student here, yeah. And I'm teaching dance.
Wait a minute. There's like a dance school in Nowhere?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining. Well,
you knew there was a grad school, right?
Where we can amount to something.
No, because you know, we heard all this, right? And the Bridge to Nowhere, and we just imagine this frozen waste of tundra. Now I'm imagining a young woman standing there in a leotard going, "Where is everybody?" Well, welcome to our show, Elizabeth. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian who'll be performing at the Guffey Theater, Minneapolis, Monday night, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey. Next, it is a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Finally, it is a humorist and the author most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right here, going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain at least two of them. Do that, you won our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Here is your first quote.
Each day brings its own challenges. Somebody will need an electric shaver, or somebody will need provisions. It's sort of like being a refugee.
That was a man named Spencer Coggs. He was talking about the hard life far from home as he tries to evade capture. What is Mr. Coggs' very dangerous job?
Is he a Wisconsin House representative?
That's close enough. He's a Wisconsin
senator.
State senator. Yes, very good. Wrong House, right state. The Democratic senators from Wisconsin are still at large and should be considered unarmed and presumed to be ineffectual.
They should hide here.
They could be there.
Yes.
No, they couldn't get there. There's no bridge. Unable otherwise to stop a measure that would strip public sector unions of all power, first they fled, this is true, by the way, to a water park in Rockford, Illinois.
Was it on? It's closed, right? So it's abandoned currently, right?
Well, it depends.
Is it indoors?
It might be an indoor. Well, we tend to have indoor.
Because if it's outdoors, they're lucky that they were not caught by Scooby-Doo and his crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just the sort of place they always found hijinks.
You know, trust the Democrats to have their first strategy of really fighting running away.
That's true. They finally got it together, and what they do, they turned and fled. Mm-hmm.
There is a website you can go to now where, for a small donation, they send a care package to your legislator. Wherever they're hiding out, it gives them like a flashlight and some cookies and stuff.
The idea of these guys fleeing across the Midwest, pursued by state police, this could be a great TV series. Mm. You know, like Prison Break, but starring fat guys in their 50s, it'll be like the fugitive state senator. Every episode, he moves from town to town, stopping only to rezone something to benefit a contributor. before he moves on, you know.
We don't take kindly to that in these parts, mister. Move on. Take your satchel with your flashlight and your cookies.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Al-Qaeda gives them pills at night. They put hallucinatory pills in their drinks, their milk, their coffee, their Nescafe.
That was somebody explaining why the citizens of his country were irrationally rising up against his oppressive dictatorship, who was blaming his troubles on terrorist drugs in the Nescafe.
Oh, Gaddafi.
Yes, Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi is the Lady Gaga of crazy dictators. Constantly is pushing the envelope. Other dictators just marvel. You know, one day he's wearing a leather Bedouin robe and sleeping in a giant tent. The next he's appearing in a meat dress. You know, he's just... This week, as Libya erupted in protest, Gaddafi went on TV, and his first appearance was this bizarre short thing in which he stood in front of a car with an umbrella and talked about the rain. True. Apparently, he was told by advisors that in all of world history, there has never been a successful mass uprising against a meteorologist. Which explains why he finished his appearance by reading off the names of Libyans who were celebrating their 100th birthdays. It was very charming. How can you not love him when he does that?
You know, it's funny. They keep talking about every news report I've heard. You know, they say, well, advisors, you know, he's met with advisors. And I think, okay, who was talking to him at this point? And what are they saying? Did he actually say, I think I will say that there's, you know, drugs in the Nescafe?
Advisors.
And everybody went, yeah, that's it. Get out there. Say that. The Nescafe, we're behind you, buddy. Well, yeah. See the Nescafe thing. That's...
Gaddafi is increasingly isolated in the world. On the international scene, this is a true fact, his only friend is Silvio Berlusconi.
Ooh.
Which is also the answer to the question, what's worse than having no friends at all? Really, all that's missing is Kim Jong-il and Charlie Sheen. You've got the four horsemen of the pervocalypse. Here is your last quote.
It's a romp.
That was the Chicago Sun-Times announcing whose electoral triumph.
Oh, Rahm Emanuel.
Indeed, Rahm Emanuel. After 20 years in Chicago, Mayor Richard Daley decided to relinquish the throne. Anyway, this is a huge change for the city's image. Instead of a burly Irish boss, we're going to have a petite Jewish former ballet dancer. Yeah. Emmanuel says he's going to get to know the city by riding around in the front shirt pockets of policemen on patrol.
Ooh. Not a big man.
Ooh. No, tiny person.
Sounds like a Christian name, though, Emmanuel.
Well, Emmanuel, as you know, is a Hebrew word. It means God. It refers to God.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. What do you mean, as you know? The only Hebrew word I know.
Good word.
Meanwhile, Carl, how did Elizabeth do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Elizabeth, 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Elizabeth. Take care.